What started as a way to address type 2 diabetes is now the new path to weight loss, GLP-1s. For years, Americans have relied on GLP-1 injection drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to lower blood sugar and suppress appetite. But now the Federal Food and Drug Administration has approved the market's first pill. The decision comes as the GLP-1 market is estimated to grow from $62 billion this year to more than $175 billion by 2035. That's according to Globe Newswire. Here to help us understand what people should know about the GLP-1 pill is Dr. Srividya Kidambi. She's the co-director of the Medical Weight Loss and Bariatric Surgery Program at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So Novo Nordisk is the first health company to actually launch the GLP-1 pill, but this year, competitor Eli Lilly is also slated for approval. So can you tell us how this pill actually works?
So both of them are GLP-1 agonists, although the one that's Eli Lilly coming is a different type. It's not a peptide. So the way these drugs work, so they reduce hunger and they also have an effect on the stomach, slowing down how quickly the food leaves the stomach. So there's food longer in the stomach, helping you feel fuller sooner. So these are synthetic versions that are designed to last much longer in our body than the hormone that our gut releases after meals.
You lead the weight loss and bariatric surgery program at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So what are you seeing? How is the availability of these GLP-1s affecting your patients so far?
When the drugs came into the market, we had a lot of hiccups. Availability was short. They would get it and then for a few months and they wouldn't get it. But most of those supply problems have resolved now. We are seeing a lot more people asking for the drugs, obviously. There's a lot of marketing going on. Plus, they've seen their colleagues, friends, and family that have used the drug and have seen great results. Really, the insurance coverage is the really barriers right now for obesity-related GLP-1 use. It's a little bit more easier for the patients who have diabetes because diabetes is recognized as a health condition by Medicare.
Do you think that is something that could possibly change with the introduction of a pill? Could those prices possibly be lowered and more people be covered and prescribed these GLP-1s?
One could definitely hope. The cost of the drugs that an individual pays has really come down significantly, almost half of what they used to be. Oral semaglutide has been set at a slightly lower for the full dose. It is definitely possible that oral semaglutide might improve coverage.
As someone who sees obesity across this country quite often, how do you see GLP-1s playing a role in that? Do you think GLP-1s could be a significant tool in the future to combating obesity?
Absolutely. I think this class of drug are game changers. I think absolutely the obesity is a health condition, and we have really good tools to take care of it. Now, I think it may also bring about behavioral changes that are needed. I think so many times people, even if we advise how to do diet and exercise, people think I don't have willpower and things like that. But the biology of obesity is a lot more complex than willpower. Taking the medication might change the way they eat or they do their groceries. I think in future, that might also help the kids, right? So I think a lot of habits are formed as a child.
So you mentioned that supply shortage a little while ago. You said things have been getting better, but people still might, try and fill prescriptions maybe a week out to give it some time. With possibly more GLP-1 medications heading to the market, do we think that could ease a little bit?
I think another way of putting it is that is oral Wegovy going to replace the injectable versions of the GLPs that we have right now? Both have their own role. So the oral medication, it is very poorly absorbed. So there are multiple restrictions on how it should be taken. So that might be a little bit of a hindrance for some people compared to taking once a week injections. Now, the company has said that they have plenty of supply. But I think for patients, definitely have to adhere to the instructions that are given by their provider.
Thank you so much, doctor, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Srividya Kidambi. She's the co-director of the Medical Weight Loss and Bariatric Surgery Program at the Medical College of Wisconsin. We discuss the recent approval of America's first GLP-1 pill.